Shalom, everybody. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us that before Moshe went up again to Har Sinai for another 40 days and 40 nights, Hashem told him in Perek Chavdalid Pasuk Yidbeis, Ale Eilai Hahara Veheye Sham. Come up to me on the mountain, says Hashem, and Veheye Sham, and be there. And Hashem continues and says that when you, Moshe, are atop Har Sinai, I, Hashem, will give you the Luchos. What does the Torah mean when it says, come up the mountain to me and veheye sham? Why not just say, ale elai hahara ve'etna lecha es luchos ha'evan, etc.? What do the words veheye sham mean? What do the words veheye sham add? What does it mean to be there? This question is asked by Rav Yehuda Yekusiel Teitelbaum, who died in 1883. He was the founder of Tzigeter Chassidus in Hungary. Today it's in northern Romania, on the border with the Ukraine. And Rav Teitelbaum wrote a sefer called Yitav Lev. And there on Parshas Lech Lecha, he explains the words Veheye Sham in the following beautiful way. Hashem said to Moshe, come up to me on the mountain, Veheye Sham. And the word Veheye is pretty rare in the Chumash. The word Vehaya, meaning and it will be, is much, much more common in the Chumash. But the word Veheye, meaning and you shall be, is much more rare. It only appears four times in the whole Torah. Once in our Pasuk, when Hashem tells Moshe, Ale Eli Hahara Veheye Sham. Veheye also appears in Parshas Kisisa. When Hashem tells Moshe to come to Har Sinai for the second Luchos, Hashem tells Moshe in Sefer Shmos Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Beis, Veheye Nachon Laboker, Vialisa Vaboker Al Har Sinai, etc. Be ready, Moshe, in the morning, and go up to Har Sinai to get the second Luchos. Those are two times that the word Veheye is found in the Chumash. And the other two times are both in Parshas Lech Lecha. In the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Avram to leave his home and go to Eretz Kanaan, and Hashem will bless him. Breishis Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Beis, Veheye Bracha, you, Avram, shall be a blessing. And finally, the fourth time that the word Veheye appears in the Chumash is at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Hashem tells Avraham in Bereishis Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Aleph, Hisalech Lefanai Veheye Samim, walk in front of me, Veheye Samim, and you, Avraham, will be complete, will be whole. You shall be complete. You shall be whole. Those are the four places Veheye appears in the Chumash. Twice with Moshe going up to Har Sinai for the first and second Luchos, and twice with Avraham. Veheye Bracha and Hisalech Lefanai Veheye Samim. So what does this all mean? Rav Teitelbaum says that both Moshe and Avraham excelled in the midah of anava, of humility, of modesty. The Torah says in Parshas Be'ahaloscha and Bamidbar Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Gimel, Ve'aish Moshe anav me'od mikol ha'adam asher al panei ha'adama. Moshe was the most humble person in the whole world. And Avraham too, when he davened for the people of Sodom in Parshas Vayera, in Bereishis Perek Yudches Pasuk Chavzayin, Avraham called himself Ve'anochi afar ve'eish. I'm dust, I'm ashes. That's Moshe, and that's Avraham. Their modesty is well known and most special. And that's, of course, what you and I must strive for and strive towards, to recognize that nothing we have is from us. Everything but everything comes from Hashem. However, says Rav Teitelbaum, in order to serve Hashem, you have to raise yourself up a little bit. You can't think of yourself as absolutely nothing, or else you may accidentally say, how can I daven? How can I learn Torah? How can I serve Hashem? I'm worthless. I'm meaningless. Why would Hashem want to hear from me? Why would He want a relationship with me? But clearly, this is not true. We must be modest, but we also must recognize our own value. I am not meaningless. I am not nothing. Hashem does want to hear from me. He made me with a value. And that is what Hashem told Avraham and what Hashem told Moshe. Avraham, heye bracha, be a blessing. You are something. You are a blessing. Now spread that blessing. Be that blessing in the world. And Hashem says, Hisalech lefanai veheye samim. Go in front of me, says Hashem. Yes, go in front of me. Veheye samim, and then you shall be whole, you'll be complete. And Moshe too heard the same words. Moshe, go up to Har Sinai. Yes, you, Moshe, you are so special that I want you to go up to Har Sinai to me, says Hashem. Ale elai hahara veheye sham. And veheye nachon labokir, Hashem told Moshe, and Hashem told Avraham, and he tells that to us as well. Be humble, absolutely. But to serve God, you must also recognize your own value, your own self-worth, and use that value, channel that value in the service of Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone!